Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
If you do, you've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, is with us in a moment. We'll talk about the Zika virus and what travelers need to know about that. We also will find out how things happened as everybody got over what happened last weekend travel-wise. And I'm going to talk about a new site that I found, courtesy of Pauline's help. It's really good when it comes to tracking fares.
And I need to know how to go to the Keys cheap for spring break.
Okay, Richie. We'll make it all about you in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that parents have a secret weapon which can almost guarantee a child's good behavior? The only problem, most parents don't know how to use it. But it works. It works well. Here's the social science of it. When children are being good, typically they're ignored. Most parents spend time disciplining bad behavior instead of praising good behavior. So when your child is being really good or does something of their own volition without being prompted, go out of your way and praise them. Kids yearn for hugs and smiles. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's really no secret weapon. It's just parental attention. Parents and teachers make dramatic changes in a child's behavior when they praise a child for being good. Got a cheap trick? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, Pauline, good to have you here as usual. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide. What has come as a result of all of these flights? Are people still trying to get back to where they needed to go, or is that pretty much taken care of, and did the airlines do a good job?
I think the airlines are doing a better job than they used to do, but there still are some people trying to get home. And if you're one of them, my big advice is, be persistent. They may tell you there's no flight out for 2 days. Call back in half an hour. Speak to someone else. It's such a fluid situation when these disasters occur that sometimes, you know, the person who had your seat will decide, oh, heck, I'll drive it. And you may find just by being persistent that you'll get where you're going. And you know where I am right now? Dallas. I'm here for the Travel and Adventure Show. Yeah, I was in Chicago last week. I'm one of the people crazily flying around the country. And I got to tell you, the airports aren't too nuts right now. I think for the most part, they've sorted this out.
The reality of the scare tactics being used by the World Health Organization and some of the medical community regarding the Zika virus, which, as it turns out, has been around for a long, long time. What do travelers need to know about this, if they're going into Central America, South America? Is it really something to worry about?
It is if you are pregnant. This seems to be a virus that has morphed. It was a virus that had very, very mild symptoms until recently, and now they are finding that women who are pregnant, if they get the virus, could endanger their fetus, and the baby could be born with terrible brain defects, a smaller head and brain damage. However, I did have a long conversation with somebody from the CDC to say, does the virus linger in the system? If you're a woman of childbearing age, does this mean you have to wipe the Caribbean off your list altogether? And she said, she gave me an unequivocal no. It exits the system. It exits the blood after about a week. So it seems like, and I think it's still emerging what the ramifications for this are, but it seems like this is really only an issue for pregnant women.
What'd you make of the situation on that American Airlines 777 leaving London for Los Angeles, flight attendants fainting, people getting sick, the plane's halfway over the North Atlantic, and instead of keeping heading toward the west, it turns around, goes back to London. And the people on the plane say it was really quite a scene. I haven't heard anything like that happen for quite a long time. Have you?
No, that was really a mystery. And I don't think to this moment they know exactly what happened. But I think they made the right decision. You don't want to be stuck over the ocean when things are really going wrong on board and nobody knows why. But that was one plane out of the million.
Yeah. But it underscores sort of what happens when you think about a two-engine plane being over the North Atlantic or any big body of water. And where do you go? Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.